245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and everyone knows America is involved in the war on terrorism ever since 19 Islamic hijackers came to America, outwitted our Central Intelligence Agency, our FBI, our 16, or actual 14 intelligence agencies on whom we spend $40 billion a year to keep track of subversive activities throughout the world ever since those 19 hijackers snuck into America and destroyed the Twin Towers and the Pentagon while we've been at war with terrorists. Of course, the most miraculous thing is that six of those hijackers who died on September 11th, 2001, came back to life miraculously, and they're living happily over there in the Middle East and the Near East. And if you doubt that, just go to your search engine on your computer and type in six hijackers, September 11th, 2001 hijackers living in the Middle East. You'll find that's true. It is the most miraculous thing since our Lord was able to come back after dying 2,000 years ago. So these Muslim hijackers were able to come back to life after dying in the crash of the planes in the Twin Towers and the Pentagon, and of course the crash there in Shanksville. And those hijackers are living happily over there, but nobody's ever explained how that sort of thing can happen or why we're paying the salaries of almost 500,000 men in Afghanistan. And basically that's 300,000 Afghan military personnel, 100,000 contractors, 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, and they're there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And if you doubt that, go to your search engine and type in Leon Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or Steve Croft, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or Obama, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. You'll find out that there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. We've got 500,000 men there fighting them. And then recently, why Israel released 1,027 terrorists, over 400 of them had been convicted of murder or attempted murder. 1,027 terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier, because we're at war with terrorism, and we've got to get back that one soldier so that he can help us fight those wicked terrorists who are out to destroy us. But one of the most incredible stories is the fact that here in the United States, there are at least 35 Islamic terrorist training camps. Now, you know that when you go to the airport, why you have to take off your shoes and your belt and go through screening, and certainly now the radiators with dangerous levels of radiation. But it's all about the war on terrorism, and yet there are 35 Islamic training camps here in the United States. And they've been here for a long period of time. We have a video that was made prior to 1994. It's called Jihad in America. It was banned here in the United States for many years. It was not allowed ever to be shown or even sold or distributed for 7 years between 1994, when it was initially released, and the attack on 2001. We do have it. It's available. Very well done, high-quality film. You'll see the terrorist training camps. You'll see the Muslims there with their automatic weapons and their explosives. And now, of course, the Christian Action Network has put out a new DVD. Jason, are you there by any chance? Well, I guess Jason was supposed to be with us this morning. He's with the Christian Action Network. And they compiled a DVD going into the fact that there are at least 35 Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States where Islamists recruited from prisons. Of course, they use our prisons today as recruiting grounds for the terrorists. If you are in prison, sometimes it's a dangerous place to be, but if you convert to the Muslim faith, or say you do, why, of course, you get protection so that you will not be attacked by other prisoners, because the Muslims there will look after you. Besides that, you get special food, you get special time off, you get special holidays, and you get off 5 hours and five times a day so that you can pray to Allah. You get all sorts of special benefits in our federal prisons. If you become a Muslim, and then when you leave prison, whether they give you a new suit of clothes, $10, and a bus ticket to one of these Islamic terrorist training camps, where, of course, they are teaching people how to use weapons and certainly use explosives and build bombs in preparation for the coming jihad in America. Now, you say, that couldn't be true. Well, go to the Christian Action Network website. You can get the DVD there. We will be carrying it. We just ordered a number of them. But how could that be if it was true? Why wouldn't everybody know? Basically, all the major communicasters in America have been notified. Sean Hannity saw the videos and said, I can't put that on. Nobody would believe it. And Sean Hannity, who happens to work for a radio station that's owned by Clear Channel, that is controlled by Bain Capital. Incidentally, Bain Capital was Mitt Romney's organization. He sold out, but he still owns millions of dollars of shares of Bain that controls the Clear Channel, that controls almost all of the major talk show hosts. Certainly, that's Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, right down the line, and they're not going to tell you the truth about the Islamic terrorist training camps in America. And you say, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever saw. Well, fortunately, you can go up on the Internet and check out the things I've told you about the 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and the fact that Israel recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists, over 400 of whom had blood on their hands that killed people to get back one shelter. Our telephone number, give us a call, 877-254-7524. I think we're going to have to open lines. We don't have a guest yet. 877-254-7524. Give us a call here.
Joy City Electric in Fort Collins takes time this year to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, this really is an incredible DVD. And if you haven't seen it, it's put out by the Christian Action Network. We will be carrying it. And it's about the 35 Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States. And we've interviewed Jason Campbell. He used to be with us this morning. For some reason, we didn't get hold of him, but... basically, they have pictures. They interview people who've been in the camps and have dropped out. They certainly show you the explosives, show you the people there with their automatic weapons. It's illegal to have automatic weapons in America unless you're an Islamic terrorist. The government knows what's going on there. They're behind. Who do you think is funding this whole world Islamic movement? Go to your website and type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda-Taliban. And you'll find the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, funds Al-Qaeda. And then go back to your search engine again and write in CIA funds ISI. And you'll find that the CIA, funded with your tax money, and of course the money they make from smuggling drugs, is funding the ISI that's funding the Al-Qaeda, who are killing American soldiers in Afghanistan today. And then ask yourself, why would this be happening? If it is, why doesn't Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage tell us? We have a caller. Can I number 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and who do we have on the line?
Morning, Dr. Stan. This is Jane from Northern Colorado.
Hi, how are you?
I'm calling, this is not on your subject today, but it's a follow-up to a program you had this week where you had the Seed Fellow in teaching us how to grow things.
Yes, did you enjoy that?
Judy called in from Nebraska about her dirt. And she questioned about the chemtrails. And I'm here to tell everybody in Larimer County that they start chemtrailing well before 7 a.m. in the morning. We can start out with a beautiful sunny day just after the sun has risen. And by noon, 10 o'clock in the morning, it's all fogged up with these chemtrails. There will be sometimes 6 planes at a time going up, back and forth up there. Sometimes they do long trails, sometimes they do short trails. It kind of depends what they're spraying. Sometimes they expand differently than others. But back to the gardening part. I've been an old Iowa farmer gardener for years, and I've gardened in Colorado for the past 26 years, and I can tell you in the last 2 years, I haven't been able to grow anything. I had a 6-foot tomato plant out there that would give out flowers and never a tomato. Not one tomato, and I did have bees, but I will say there are fewer bees now than ever before. And this stuff is getting in the ground. The plants aren't growing. I couldn't get my broccoli to grow worth a darn this year. And usually I've got more broccoli than I can eat. It gets in the soil. The plants take it up. But mostly it's part of the whole idea to have a famine. Because if you can't grow anything to eat, we're all going to die sooner or later. And it puts a fog up there so the sun can't get through. And this is happening everywhere. Not
but
just here in Larimer County. It's happening in Iowa, close to Nebraska, by the way, if she's around Omaha. And I'll get off and listen because I know your caller's probably going to call in and I want to hear about what you're talking about today. But I just wanted to add that if Judy's listening.
All
thank
right,
you.
I appreciate it. I'm sure you're absolutely right, and Sydney, they know what they're doing, but it sounds so ridiculous, and so many people say it couldn't be true. Why, nobody would conspire to kill off the elderly, kill off the young, to poison our soil, to poison our food, to poison our animals, to poison our trees, to poison our fish. And yet, of course, they've actually biopsied the skin of whales, and the aluminum content of the skin of the whale has gone up something like 2,000%. Because also much of the debris that they're spraying gets into the ocean, and the levels of aluminum, which is a deadly poison, are increasing. And, of course, they put aluminum in our drinking water to make the water clear. They put aluminum into our various vaccines to poison us. Oh, well, it's really there. They tell us to make the vaccines work better. No, ladies and gentlemen, they really want to poison us. They put mercury in many of the vaccines. They know it's a deadly poison. We hear about, just this tiny fraction of mercury that comes from burning coal, and we've got to shut down the electric plants, electric generating plants, because they have a little mercury in their emissions. But it's all right to put mercury in the vaccines we give to newborns and children at 6 months of age. What sort of madness is this? It's not madness. They want to eliminate the vast majority.
I have 13 items that are supposedly in these chemtrails. I'll read them off to you real quick, and some of them will be mispronunciations.
Well, now, okay, now, where does the list come from, and how do we know?
I faxed it to you one day. It
who put out the list?
Well, I'm not sure, but just listen to me. And then I faxed you the website and told you to go on there. It was a YouTube one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on the right-hand side. If the listeners will go on to what in the world are they spraying.
Oh, okay, fine. That's
aluminum, barium, aluminum oxide,
yep.
Bacilli and molds, Pseudomonas arginosa, Pseudomonas florens, Bacillus amyloliqueae fascens, Streptomyces, Enterobacteriaceae, C-E-A-E is the end of that word after bacteria. Serrata marcens. Enterobacter chloe. Zinc, cadmium sulfate. Human white blood cells infected with bacteria and viruses. And other bacilli and toxic molds. So if you've got a kid with asthma, or an adult with asthma, they go outside and this stuff is raining down on them. And, you know, it's in the jet stream, so we're getting it from everywhere. They were spraying at 7:15 on Thanksgiving in 2011, Thanksgiving Day. I looked out and there they were. 7:15. I'll get up and listen.
Okay,
I could give this to you if your people want to get a pencil.
Again, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And, this is a different subject, but we do have a four-tape set on chemtrails to give you the background. In fact, we have a couple of four-tape sets on chemtrails. We have the excellent talk that Rosalind Peterson gave at our conference, and it's well worthwhile getting. It's an hour and a half available on CD. And Rosalind probably is one of the best researchers on this subject. You can go to her website. You can find it there by simply going to your search engine and typing in Rosalind Peterson geoengineering. She doesn't like the term chemtrails. She feels that most of these are contrails, although certainly there is increasing evidence that they are actively spraying there. Why? Because they want to geoengineer the atmosphere. We do have the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? We have another DVD called Weather as a Weapon, and of course they know how to modify the weather. That's Bob Fletcher's excellent DVD. They're available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, our four-tape set on chemtrails. We have several books. One is on HAARP. One is on weather modification. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But why would anybody want to be able to control the weather and create droughts and storms? And when you go back and you read the book, it was written by a man named Zyg Nubezinski, and because he is the man who formed the Trilateral Commission, who precipitated the war in Afghanistan back in 1978. He, of course, was the National Security Advisor at the time, and he had then gone to work for David Rockefeller and to form the Trilateral Commission, which today is the invisible government of the world. But in the book, Between Two Ages, it was published in 1970. And it was the bottom of page, as I remember, 52 or 53, somewhere in there. He talks about how by the year 2018, we'll be able to create storms and droughts and be able to create chronic new diseases to use against the enemy. Well, of course, you and I are the enemy. They actually have created all sorts of diseases which are disabling the people. They can create storms and droughts and modify certain of the environment in which we live. And if you believe in population control, then, of course, you want to create droughts. And now, of course, with the ability to spray all sorts of things into the atmosphere, they can poison the soil. They can poison the air, they can poison water, they can poison the crops and the animals and the people, and they're in the process of doing it because we're dealing with evil people who actively want to limit the population of the world. Get out a pencil and paper and write down Eric Pianka, E-R-I-K, Dr. Eric Pianka, P-I-A-N-K-A. And he's a professor at the University of Texas, and he has actually openly advocated that we eliminate 90% of the population of the world. And fortunately, you have a search engine. You can actually check out what I say. That's Eric Pianka. Dr. Sam Keen made the same statement when actually he gave a talk before the Gorbachev State of the World Conference in 1995. You'll find the reference to that in my treatise, The Population Control Agenda. You can pull it down off the internet. But my friend, the Barrett Chose, was there. She got the tapes of what was said. And there's old Dr. Sam Keen talking about the necessity of killing off 90% of the population of the world. I said, hey, you go to Elberton, Georgia, you'd see the Georgia Guidestones. There, they talk about killing off the vast majority of the people in the world. The Ten Commandments that come from the pit of hell, they're engraved in stone on those gigantic monuments, which, of course, the mass media will never tell you about, built by a secret society. The money was not put up by a man who concealed his identity. If there's nothing to conceal, why would they conceal the identity of the man who put up the money and the secret society that he openly admitted he worked for? But point number one, maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. So they're going to have to kill off the vast majority of the people. If you haven't seen the pictures of the Georgia Guidestone, there's a section on my webpage, radioliberty.com. You can see them. You can go to Elbington and see them. You need to understand there really are people who want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world, and that's one reason, I fear, for the coming war with the Muslim world. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, and we've heard from other people that they're having difficulty with their vegetable gardens. So if you're having difficulty, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and see if other people besides our caller are having difficulty with their home vegetable garden. I know my tomatoes this last year were nowhere near as good as they had been in the past. But give us a call, 877-254-7524. It's open line. We're hearing from you at 877-254-7524.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins takes time this year to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins, 132 Commerce Drive. Wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand here, our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up this morning, so it's you and me. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. We started out talking about this phony war on terrorism. How could you convince an entire nation we're involved in a war on terrorism when it isn't true, when our government is financing the Islamic terrorist movement? And as I commented, you can certainly check this out on the internet. Go to Google, your search engine, and you type in ISI funds CIA. Anybody want to do that? Give us a call. CIA funds ISI. Go ahead and do that. Give us a call. Tell us what comes up. CIA funds ISI, and then, of course, ISI funds Al-Qaeda. And, of course, there's all sorts of evidence for this. Well, it should be fairly obvious to any thinking person that we are funding the Islamic terrorists. But why would we do that? Well, we need an enemy. And if you don't have an enemy, how would you justify keeping all those troops over in the Middle East in preparation for the coming war with the Muslim world? And how then, we'll be able to fight that war unless we have a united Muslim world? That's why we've toppled the governments there in Tunisia. And, of course, instrumental in that toppling the government of Tunisia was Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood. And so we finance Al-Qaeda in Tunisia, and we finance them in their effort to overthrow the Egyptian government, and we finance them in their effort to overthrow the Libyan government, and then we're fighting them up there in Afghanistan. Can you explain to me why that is? Or is this all a lie, a deadly, deadly, deadly lie, and all the American boys have died and fought so valiantly, and many of them will be crippled the rest of their lives? It was all a fraud, perpetrated by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, our telephone number again, 877-254-7524, and we have a caller. Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I just want to thank you for all your work and let you know that there's a lot of us listening to you out there. I did want to ask you a question regarding within my own church. There are times that I feel like I want to tell them some things that they might not understand, that things like that we talk or that you talk about on your show. But I will admit that I'm a little hesitant because I think most of the people won't understand reality, especially those who have boys overseas in the service. That's a real touchy subject as far as talking about that particular subject.
But you must talk about it. And it's not that these boys aren't patriotic. It's not that they're not brave. It's not that they don't fight bravely, but that they are being used by evil people. I mean, get them to read Major General Smedley Butler's essay on War is a Racket, and you can pull that down in one of my newsletters. I just simply reproduce the essay that he wrote. Let them understand that a wicked group of people have taken control of our government, and basically we've got to bring our boys home, which is why the election of Ron Paul is so important. All the rest of the people in both the Democrat and the Republican Party want to continue these genocidal wars that are killing innocent men and women and children in the Middle East and the Near East. And, of course, eventually, if we persist in this, why, our cities are going to be in rubble, and our cities are going to be destroyed because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and one day they're going to be held responsible. I fear that we have to have the courage to tell people. They may not like it, but you have to tell them, and if they repudiate you, fine, but you'll be amazed if you approach it correctly. How many people will actually listen? And just ask them, why do you think Israel would release 1,027 terrorists 400 of them who actually have blood on their hands, who've actually killed people or tried to kill people. Why would they release, 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier? Could you explain that to me? Or why we have a 500,000 people in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Could you explain that to me? And then give them the places where they can get the information. And then hope at least they'll check it out.
Right. Well, I agree with you, Dr. Stan, and I think I do just need to do that. And if there's consequences, so be it. And I agree with you, and I want you to have a great weekend, and God bless you. I love your work. Take care.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate your words of encouragement. But each of you out there, I mean, it's a lot easier not to say anything, even if you know it's true. But you will be held responsible, not only for what you do, but for what you don't do. And certainly, you cannot be silent in times like this. We have to have the courage to speak up. And I'm often reminded of something that Winston Churchill said, and even though I don't like Winston Churchill, he was a brilliant individual with a wonderful ability to express things, and this is what he said. Still, if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, there may come a moment when you'll have to fight with all odds against you and only a perilous chance of survival. Or there may be a worse case. You may come to the moment when you will have to fight with no hope for victory, for it would be better to perish than to live as slaves. And even though Winston Churchill was a Druid, was a Mason, was deeply involved in this whole world conspiracy, as High Lord of the Admiralty during the First World War, he engineered the sinking of the Lusitania, hoping to bring America into World War I. As the High Lord of the Admiralty, he sent a whole British army into Gallipoli, where 160,000 British troops fell and 160,000 Turkish troops fell. And he did it over the opposition of all of his military leaders, who said, it's ridiculous. Why would you want to invade Gallipoli over there in Asia, over in University, close to Turkey? There's no military advantage. If you break through, why are you still on the beaches and nothing behind you but big mountains? You can't. It'll have no effect on the war. But he sent them in because he wanted to kill as many as he could. The more you kill, the more likely people will be to embrace a world government. And the same thing was true in World War II, when he actively blocked the effort to begin the invasion of Europe in 1943. I was personally told that by General Albert Wedemeyer, who was in charge of planning. I spent 2 weeks with Wedemeyer. He was in charge of planning for the U.S. military. Well, give us a call. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins takes time this year to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins, 132 Commerce Drive. Wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can save the life of a serviceman. So give the gift of life, give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it saves lives. That's from Frontier Self-Storage in Johnstown, serving our listeners with quality service, reliability, and integrity. They care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend, and your patronage is valued and catered to. That's Frontier Self-Storage at 205 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, the title of this DVD put out by the Christian Action Network on the terrorist training camps, the 35 terrorist training camps in the United States, well known to our government. They know where they are. They just don't want the American people to know that they are allowing these training camps, so there will be people here after all. If you can't have a war on terrorism unless you got terrorists, and so the Israelis are releasing the terrorists, so they'll have terrorists to fight. 1,027 of them is like catch and release fishing. You know, if you fish the pond and you get all the fish out, then there's nothing, no more fishing. But if you, catch the fish and then you release them, why, you can keep on fishing indefinitely. It's the same with the war on terrorism. That's why Israel released 1,027 terrorists. So now I read the New York Times and they're saying, see, the Israelis are saying, you know, maybe we ought to change our policy. That doesn't seem quite right, releasing 1,027 terrorists. Let's reevaluate that policy and see if we can't come up with a better one. Doesn't sound quite right, does it? Ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. They just don't want the Israeli people to know. They don't want the American people to know that there are 35 Islamic training camps here. So you can get this video. It's called Homegrown Jihad by calling my 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. We have another DVD. It's called Jihad in America. They're both excellent, and Cindy, you get them and get them distributed. Let people understand what's going on. Ask them, how could these things be happening? The best thing you can do to somebody is to get them to understand that most of what they believe just isn't true, that there really is a brotherhood of darkness. Of course, to get them to read my book. If they don't want to read the book, go up on the internet, radioliberty.com, and go to my website and scroll down to videos. And scroll down the videos, the first one, which is the Brotherhood of Darkness. The information is there. It's there for free. They can watch it. Of course, if you buy the book, it'll help us, but that's all right. I mean, we're really selling information. We make no profit. All we want to do is get the information out and be able to pay for our radio network across America, which incidentally is growing. We're picking up new stations all the time. But our telephone number to get the Homegrown Jihad and the Jihad in America is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. Our number is 877-254-7524. Do you believe there really are Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States? The government knows about it and is allowing this, allowing these people to have automatic weapons, to be trained in building bombs. Well, if this is true, why don't we have a lot more terrorism in America? Because they're waiting for the time when the word is given, and then they'll release these people all across America. But right now, of course, they're not allowing them to do it. They're kept in the camps. They're being funded. They're being fed. They're being, clothed and housed, probably with money directly from our own government. A lot of the money is coming in. These people are on employment insurance, and they're on food stamps, and they're on all sorts of government programs so the government can finance the Islamic terrorist training camps here, just exactly as our CIA funds the ISI, Pakistani intelligence, that funds Al-Qaeda and the Taliban that are killing our boys overseas. And, of course, the improvised explosive devices. Improvised, that sounds like sort of, poorly put together. You improvise, you sort of make it up as you go along. Ladies and gentlemen, these are very sophisticated bombs they're using to kill our boys over there in Afghanistan. So where do the sophisticated electronics come from? Minnesota. Manufactured right here. So that these could be set off with cell phones. Why do they call them improvised? Well, they got to give you the idea that they're just poorly put together, improvised. No, they're sophisticated. They're built by people who know exactly what they're doing with technology, with material coming from Minnesota. It took them 10 years to figure out how these bombs were built. And what have we done to stop them? Absolutely nothing. Why? Because if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? If you're not killing our boys, how can you convince the American people we're at war with terrorism unless we lose a certain number all the time? And that's what it's about. It's not that the people in the military, are furious at what's going on. But when you're in the military, you don't dare speak out and tell the truth. If you do, your career is gone, and people like being in the military. But an awful lot of them are disillusioned, and many of our officers have simply resigned because they cannot continue compromising their principles because they're patriots. And this is why Congressman Ron Paul has almost twice as many donations from the military as all the rest of the political candidates combined. Why? Because the people in the military know he's telling the truth, and they know the others are lying. And whether it's Mitt Romney, who, of course, comes from Bain Capital, and Bain Capital, incidentally, controls a Clear Channel that has 850 radio stations across America, and, of course, other affiliates, the control of the companies that finance Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage, and all, of course, under the direction of the people who control our reality. Oh, they pretend to be conservative, but there's so much that they, even if they knew it, they wouldn't say. Sean Hannity, since they've seen this DVD on Home Grow Jihad, he refuses to talk about it. I wonder why. Our number is 877-254-7524. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up this one program.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
does.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network and Chris Ira, hope you enjoy the program this morning. I always enjoy the open lines and the calls we have come in, but let me suggest that you need to get the documentation on these Islamic training camps in America. Jihad in America is a DVD that was released in 1994, shown once on television, and then the order went out, it was to be suppressed, and because of the degree of control that exists over the media, this was never shown on public television again until after 2001. Jihad in America, though, is available at Radio Liberty, and you'll actually see the FBI footage. It was shot, a lot of it, very covertly, where the Islamic terrorists coming in from other countries talking about unleashing jihad here and cutting off hands and feet so Allah would have legs to stand on. Jihad in America, fascinating documentary, and it has been effectively suppressed. That's available from Radio Liberty. And now there's a new one, Homegrown Jihad. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Let me encourage you to get them. That's Jihad in America and Homegrown Jihad. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Help us get the information. Help us get it out across America, because the life you save could be your own or that of a loved one. And then, of course, understand that this whole war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill, and you need to get some of the DVDs we have on what happened on September 11th, certainly the ones put out by architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. If you watch those Twin Towers come down, you know they were controlled demolition. They tell us that, of course, it was the weight of the top of the building caused the pancake collapse, and yet if you look at see what happened, the top of the buildings vaporized in a cloud of cement. They just vaporized. How could that happen? Watch the buildings come down. Watch Building 7 come down. It was obviously a controlled demolition where the center of the roof caves in first, so the walls will fall inward rather than outward, and then they destroy the base of the building. Typical controlled demolition. I have a four-tape set. Why did the buildings come down? You'll hear an interview with Leo Chavez, who was CENTCOM headquarters on the morning of the attack. He will tell you there was a stand-down order there. There was a stand-down order that came from Rumsfeld and Cheney that no planes were to be in the air that morning to counter the incoming planes, to intercept them. And then, of course, there was also, of course, five military exercises that morning, simulating hijacking planes and American planes, so that when this really happened, it totally confused the people at the FAA and totally confused the people within our intelligence agencies. Nobody knew what was going on, and incidentally, Sergeant Leo Chavez disappeared after he was on my program to my knowledge, never to be seen or heard from again. But you'll hear the two-hour interview and then, of course, an interview with a gentleman whose job it was to clean up after controlled demolitions, to run a crew to pick up the debris after they've taken a building down. And you'll hear him say 99% certain why the takedown of the building 7 was full demolition. At number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.